and good morning. It's good to see everyone out here this morning. So for a devotional this morning, I was trying to think of what to talk about. So in the last couple of weeks, some of you probably know, so Stephen Hawking died. He was a famous physicist for the Big Bang Theory and things like that. And so I've been thinking about that, thinking about, you know, creation versus evolution, that kind of thing. And so that's what I decided to talk about a little bit, was his creation. And just to be a little bit of an encouragement to everyone here, I'm going to start by reading in Psalms. I'm going to read Psalm 65, verses 5 through 13. But terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all ends of the earth, and of them that are far off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the sea, and the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoing of the morning and the evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. Pastures are clothed with flocks, and the valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy, and they also sing. And then I'm just going to read five more verses, the first five in Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. So these psalms here, they talk about the power of God. In fact, in the last verse there, Psalm 66, 5, he's referring to, well, actually, leading up to, and then in verse 6, he talks about when God parted the, I believe it was the Jordan for the children of Israel to cross. And he's talking there about the power of God and how everything is at his fingertips. He's in control of everything. And what I wanted to say a little bit was, it was to the youth, but to everybody, was, you know, in this day and age, a lot of people don't believe in creation. It's commonly taught, evolution is, and as a Christian, if we're not careful, it's easy to get confused. And I had to think back to when I was youth and was in high school. I believed in creation. You know, I'd been taught that. That's all I'd been taught. I believed it, but I didn't really know it, I would say, because I hadn't looked into it myself. We're all taught God created the world. He created everything. But if we don't look into it for ourselves, we're not going to have a good foundation, and it's easy to get confused when we go out into the world if we don't study these things for ourselves. So I would just encourage you guys to do that. And then I just wanted to share, it's something I learned in the last couple of weeks. It's a little bit about the human body, just to show the complexity of it. So in your immune system, some educational videos on YouTube, and it's ironic because these people are evolutionists, but they talk about, okay, so there's like 24 cells about in your immune system that have a whole bunch of different jobs, and then there's, well, actually, there's four different main jobs that all the cells will do. So the first line of defense, you cut yourself and you get infected. Bacteria get in. So the first line of defense, you have macrophages that are all over, and they basically eat up bacteria. They take them in and they destroy them. So that's your first line of defense. They also send a message back, and they call for more. They call for neutrophils to come in. So these neutrophils can come in then. And then this is when the macrophages aren't able to overcome it themselves. These other cells come in, and they come in, and they're very deadly. They just release toxins is what they do. They come in, and they just kill everything around them. Good or bad, it doesn't matter. They kill everything. Now, if they're still not able to overcome that, they also call in a second cell. It's called a dendritic cell. But it comes in, looks at the situation. It picks up parts of bacteria and basically displays them on the surface of its body, all these different parts. And it decides whether or not to produce antiviral or antibacterial. Decides how to fight it. And then in turn, it travels back to your lymph nodes, and there it activates. Let me make sure I'm getting all this right. So it activates T cells. Comes back, activates those. It finds ones that actually match the shape of what it has on its surface. So the ones that match that, it activates those, and those start reproducing. And then once those reproduce, some of them go to the front to fight. Some stay in the lymph nodes, and they become memory cells, so they basically make you immune to that disease in the future. And then some go into the lymph nodes farther, and they activate B cells. Now, these B cells reproduce, and they're basically factories, and they reproduce and make antibodies. And so they make millions and billions of antibodies there. Now, those antibodies travel to the front, and those are what really, another line of defense, and the main one, they attach to bacteria, whatever it might be that they're fighting, and they make them easy to kill by the other cells and inactivate them. So it goes through all of these things. Afterwards, all the cells die off automatically to save on energy, except for the memory cells. They stay, and they basically make sure you're immune to that for life, basically, or for that exact infectious agent. Now, the reason I wanted to bring this up was that's only like a small part of it. That's not near all the cells that are involved, but it's just a small part. And all that complexity, so these cells communicating back, deciding on what to do, having to fight infection. And I just wanted to encourage you, all this, and yeah, and I know it's ironic, people say, you know, in this video, they're like, it's so complex and interesting, but they're still, they're evolution. And I wanted to encourage you that all this is not, it doesn't just happen by chance. And so this is, I think, evidence, you know, it talks about the creation, you know, showing God in it. And this, I think, is part of that. And I think we can take encouragement from this, that this is designed. It's not, it doesn't happen by accident. And also I want to encourage the youth to know what you believe for when you go out there. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear God, I thank you for